When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
For radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Presented to you by Boy Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. Want to say happy Halloween and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. If you are tuning in with us tonight, you have either found us online and are streaming at www.shesgonecountry.us. or you're calling in and listening at 347-857-3760. We are going to have a great show this evening. And before I do that, I just want to welcome and we bring on our guest. I want to bring on my co-host, and that is Miss Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how's it going in Llano? What are you up to?
Hey, Becky. Hi, everyone. Okay, let's just put this right out there on the table before we get started. If you all hear some gunpowder going off in the background, okay, you might be a redneck if you are sitting on your back patio and I am fixing to line me out a Black Rocks girl and kill him. He's eating all my fall flowers. So that's what's happening in Llano.
Now, I know our guest who's coming on with us is going to appreciate this because, you know, this Aunt Vicki is like his second mom. So I want to welcome to the show our friend from Oregon, Mr. Jason Maddox. Jason, are you there?
Good. Hi, ladies. That's awesome, Vicki. I can't wait to hear the shot.
Hey, you know what, Jason? I got to make Grandpa proud. You know, it's just what's right there. How are
all the
you,
hunting
Jason?
And trapping he taught you. Good,
exactly.
Good. No, we're glad to be on here, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely. We're glad that you could come on. Now, Jason is, we love Jason and everything that his Challenge of Champions Tour, and I want to pronounce it right, the Coastal Farm and Ranch Challenge of Champions Tour, all that they are doing in the Great Northwest to provide an avenue for bull riders to come and get on some bulls for some good money. Jason, you've come so far in the years since you've started this, and you have a big event coming up. You've had a really busy summer, and you're so far. And we're kind of on the tail end, just like everything else is kind of winding down, you know, winter and all that's coming around. And your tour is done until the finals, but you have one stop coming up on the 12th that we're going to come down and be a part of. And I wanted to talk about that tonight. So why don't you share with our listeners what is happening in Redmond, Oregon on the 12th?
Yeah, we call it like our Olympics of our bull riding. It's a pretty cool deal. We come up with this event. It's going on 6th year now. And we started it in 2010, I believe it was, and it's just grown to more states. And what we do, it's called our Battle of the States event. And what we do is I've actually invited cowboys that I rodeoed with that are most likely probably retired or maybe just being at the done the end of their career. May still be riding bulls, but I picked out captains from each state, and they actually get to pick their four best bull riders they want to come. They could be PBR world finalists, they could be NFR cowboys, they could be circuit cowboys, they could be high school finals guys, pretty much the best guys they can find in their state, and they come up to Redmond, Oregon on the 12th, and they compete as a team, which is awesome, you know, because most of our bull riding is an individual sport, so it makes this one actually really cool. You see these guys get behind each other as a team starts to compete together. It's a four-man team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very cool. Well, Jason, this is Vicki, and you said that you had some bull riders that are coming that you college rodeoed with, and so anybody that, you know, right off the top of your head that, you know, being a college rodeo mom that I would know or remember?
We, some of the guys, I'm trying to think now, put me on the spot of who they are. Our
well,
captains,
Brett's not entered, is he? Brett's not entered.
No, Brett, you know what? The cool thing, because off the topic, I actually finally get to get Brett to come to one of our events. He's going to come to our finals and be my judge. So I've hounded him over the years. Yep, so I told him I'd fly him in, and he gets to kind of present our buckles. Obviously, Trace Reels makes all of our buckles. And
awesome.
It's kind of one of them deals. I've hounded him over the years, and I told him this year he just has to come. So Brett's actually going to fly into our finals and do our – and that's our first weekend in January, that first Saturday. But I'm excited
right,
to have him around.
Right, that'll be a central point. Well, thanks,
I don't know how
Jason,
much of a judge
he's
is,
excited.
But we'll test his skills, though. But no, I'm excited.
There
he's done
go.
A lot of good judging, so we're honored
right.
to have him.
He's honored to be
yeah,
there.
But no, we most of the guys that I rodeo with, they've kind of been – you know, they're out of the sport now. So it's kind of one of them deals is I kind of beg them to bring me a team, and they all get – they're like bull riders. They all get excited, and they want to do it, and then when it comes crunch time, you know, something always comes up. It's funny. So, but they end up sending a team, and these guys put it together. They got to bring in their sponsor to pay for their team, and they'll be riding for $18,000 in prizes. So and our Trace Rios buckles. So it's been a pretty cool deal.
Wow.
Well – And you know, it's there in Redmond at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds, and Redmond's just a fun little community. They're always so welcoming and so hospitable to any of the events that come down there that have to do with the Western way of life. But Jason, I know you come down there for a bull riding and you come down for this one. Tell us a little bit about, because I think it's really important as we have you on throughout the season, we don't really get a whole lot of time to touch on your sponsors. And I think that's really important that we talk about all those that support you throughout the year and everything that you're doing for these bull riders. And then I want to talk about another special event that you've added on to the bull riding. So tell us about some of your sponsors.
Yeah, you know, I think one of our biggest one that really helps us out is you guys. I mean, you guys are out there for the social media and allowing us to do this to just get our little tour that I you know, has kind of grown from just the small little town Roseburg up to the Northwest, kind of one of the biggest bull riding deals in the Northwest, and that's due to what you guys have helped us with, you know. And then Coastal Farm and Ranch has been amazing. They came on to us 2 years ago, and since Coastal's come on, it's kind of put a staple on our tour, I believe. You know, it's like you guys having Boyd Gaming and Trace Rios with you guys. It's kind of one of the biggest Northwest farm stores there is. They have feed, you know, everything there is you'd want. And they have connections like crazy. And people have seen that they're on our tour now, and it's kind of opened up eyes to other sponsors. And that's been a blessing all on its own. And then we've got Protect the Harvest, which is Lucas Oil. Those two sponsors – and, you know, with Coastal and Lucas Oil and Protect the Harvest, those three right there alone are some of the biggest ones that we could have. So that's been a huge addition this year is Protect the Harvest. You know, but then we also have, you know, Boot Barn. Boot Barn's been awesome. It's a nationwide company, and they're with us. They give us all kinds of fun stuff to get up to the Cowboys, and you know, everybody loves Pendleton whiskey. So we're fortunate to have them with us also. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and we could go down the line, and
yeah,
there's just so
luck.
Many great. Yeah,
well,
so,
you
I mean,
know,
without boring
got...
everybody.
Well, I don't know, and boring them, Aunt Vic. Go ahead, Aunt Vic.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know, the quality of sponsors, Jason, and the number of sponsors that you over the years, it's just a real testament to the amount of hard work that you and your crew and your family put into it, and work every day to take care of, you know, the Cowboys that are entering up to ride and to promote, you know, the tour itself. So kudos to you, Jason, and thank you for all you do to promote our Western way of life.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. No, that means a lot. Thank you. It's it's been neat to see that stuff. It's turned in from just making a couple calls a day to now my phone rings every day, I bet 10 or 12 times, if not more. And which are all good calls, and you know, it's a good thing to have. It's tougher now with the girls, you know, they all want to, you know, I'm around the girls a lot more, and it's hard, uh-huh. You know, they're in the back wanting to talk to you, and you got to take a business call. So before it was real easy, just one or two calls a day, but now I'll be sitting with the girls, and you know, and they now they're like, hey, and I have Stella with me right now. She's dressed up in her Supergirl outfit, and she's looking.
Hi, Stella.
So it's just funny, they notice now, you know, that hey. That, you know, they love the bull runs, but like, you know, they could tell it's become, it's my job now instead of just a hobby, which is where I'm going. It's pretty cool. It's the way we support our family now.
Well, awesome. I think it's pretty awesome that you know, it's funny that you said Stella's sitting with you right there, because I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking about the family and everything and your wife and Natalie, how much she does. I mean, I know she's a full-time real estate agent and she has all the girls that, you know, when you guys are all going two different directions half the time in the summer with the junior rodeo. And you're, I mean, to our audience, if you've had an opportunity to ever meet this family, Jason will come clear up to Sandpoint, Idaho, which is almost to the Canadian border, put on a rodeo or a bull riding and turn around and shoot back to Southern Oregon all in the same 24-hour period just so he can be there for his girls for their events that they're involved in. So, but I was just laughing at Stella because I keep telling Natalie she needs to have the adventures of Stella and start broadcasting those, because I mean to tell you, that little one cracks me up. I love watching her videos.
Oh, she's a hoot. She is like one little miss personality. You know, for a four-year-old, which she can't wait to be five. I said, can we be four for a while still, you know? And that's just it. And, you know, the way it's been tougher on us, you know, if you get into the, like we were talking, the family life and both of us being self-employed, you know, she's a full-time realtor and is just dominating. It's just awesome. And she's had to kind of put her rodeo career on hold, you know, because of our girls and her career. And she's having, I don't know if she's having more fun, but I'd say she's having more fun teaching the girls how to rodeo. And Joelle, my oldest now, she's just unbelievable, a little cowgirl, you know, and the two younger ones mm-hmm. are coming right up behind her. And that's all due to Natalie putting in the time and the effort tonight. I'm not going to lie, you moms make moving kids around day to day look easy. I mean, it's a full-time job in itself. When I get stuck, you know, Natalie will go out of town or she has some business stuff, and I try to do what you moms do, and you guys make it look way too easy.
Yeah, I think it's default. I think it's just a default
yeah.
thing that is just natural in us. But we appreciate the kudos. We'll take it. Well, we're going to take a quick break and station identification. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Jason Maddox and the Coastal Farmer Ranch Challenge of Champions Tour and the tour stuff here coming up November 12th in Redmond. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to fuel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country. It's the CB Cowgirls, and we want to wish everyone a happy Halloween. I am visiting tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how's the squirrel hunting coming?
Well, okay. Here's the update, all right? Well, we were all on commercial break. He peeked his head around the corner, and I guess I must be dressed for Halloween because I just scared the heck out of him. He's out of here. No worries.
Well, let me just tell you, as long as I can remember, my Aunt Vicki has had a gun in her hand shooting something, whether it's shooting things wild in the backyard or trying to scare the crap out of her nieces and nephews in the middle of the night at birthday parties.
Okay, anyway. That's enough. We'll just stop.
Anyway, we are visiting today with our friend from, I say from the South, and Vicki's going to say from the North, but from Oregon, and that's Jason Maddox, and he runs and operates the Coastal Farm and Ranch Challenge Champions Tour, and we are visiting with him about all these fun things that are coming up for him in November on the 12th in Redmond, Oregon, and I just want to encourage you guys all to get down there. You know, it's kind of that type, you know, time of year where things are winding down, and, you know, people are really looking for fun things to do. In the summertime, there's so many options, but once we hit that October, and I know Jason and Aunt Vicki can even attest to this, even though she's down there in the 80s, we're up here in the 40s and 50s. So finding something fun to do on the weekend, no less, to stay warm, it can be, you know, hard pressed to do. But Jason's got a great event, and it is, I believe, an indoor arena, right, Jason?
It is, yep. It's where the circuit finals was held there in Redmond. So it's that building has historic value. It's pretty neat. There's a lot of champions crowned in that building, and we're honored to have that building now.
Oh, wow,
awesome.
That's going to be a great place for it. And, you know, something else too, Becky, I was thinking about, you know, talking about, you know, things to do. Always, you know, remember, you know, the walk of life that we come from, it's all about families. And just Jason was just, you know, visiting with us about his beautiful family before we took the last break. And so, listeners, gather up the kids, gather up the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the neighbors, you know, throw in a dog or two and come on down to Redmond because this is really a fun family thing.
It is, and we've got some special stuff that we are going to go on with it as family that if this is, and I don't know, Becky, if you've known this yet, maybe you do. I know you know Rascal Rodeo. Have you heard that we're going to put that on that Saturday morning?
No, that's going to share with our listeners what's happening. So
yeah.
We know we're going to be down there. We're going to cover it all for you, but share with our listeners what the activity looks like for the weekend.
Yeah, here's something like Aunt Vicki said is what you could do is just get in, get involved, and you can bring all your kids. And so what we include with, you know, probably 2/3 of our events where they can come, it's called Rascal Rodeo. And it is probably one of the most unique groups of people. They it's more or less special needs kids getting to do rodeo events. And Aunt Erica out of Pasco, Tri-Cities area, up there, Kennewick, Washington, but they put on this group that allows all these kids that have special needs from wheelchairs to, I mean, you can name it. But they come out on Saturday mornings of our events at 10 o'clock, and it goes for 2 hours. And they get to ride on a barrel, rope a barrel, milk a cow, rope a horse, I mean, sit on horseback. And, you know, half of them, you know, never even been to the rodeo, let alone able to ever even pet a horse before. And all the bull riders we make, you know, it's kind of a deal. They all stay there. They help out. And we all put in the team effort. And when Vicky was saying, bring out the family, everybody's invited to this. You guys can come out and volunteer and be a part of this, and your lives will change. It's one of the most heartwarming things you'll ever see.
Well, and you know, I got to say, you guys also, when you were up in Pasco, had the Rascal Rodeo out there. And we, if you go to our website or our Facebook page, we've got the videos listed on there. Scroll through our video archives, and there's a couple interviews with some two great kids that actually they trick rode at the one in Pasco. So it's pretty, and one of them is wheelchair bound. So, I mean, it is a pretty amazing thing that Erica's doing with Rascal Rodeo. So definitely come out and check that. But another thing, Jason, that you're adding to your event, and I, you know, I don't know if all of our listeners know this, but not only is it a team bull riding and a battle of the states, but you've also added on the freestyle bullfighting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we, you know, it's coming on so popular. Freestyle bullfighting is, you guys all know the old Wrangler bullfights and all that stuff, and it's kind of taken a big break. And I've always wanted to kind of get it going. And obviously with the development of some other groups up in the Northwest, that now we have fighting bulls up here. And Daryl Diefenbach up here has got 12X fighting bulls, and he's wanting to put them to work. And it's been awesome that we kind of be able to – he can take them to my events off the off time of his events. And we're going to bring in 6 different freestyle bullfighters from Oregon, Washington, and I believe one's from Idaho and one's from Texas, I believe. And they're going to compete in a 2-man team between each section. So they'll compete it'll be two – in between each section, there'll be 2 guys. The winner of each section will qualify for the short round, and we'll bring back the top 3 for a freestyle bullfight in the short round too. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting. Somebody's going to get hooked. Someone's going to go flying, and somebody's going to put on a great event. Freestyle. It's going to be great watching.
Oh, right. You know, Jason, this is Vicky. Now, is this, you know, the bullfighting, freestyle bullfighting, is this the only tour stop that have you had this at previous tour stops, or is this actually a first to bring it on here?
This is our second one. We did it earlier in Hermiston, and it was a big hit there. And we're looking at this next year, actually mixing it in with a lot of our tour stops, a lot of our boards and fairgrounds and that are really excited about this. And it's kind of another test run for us just to get our feet wet. But we're looking at adding it to a lot of our stops next year and kind of including it in our finals too. So it has potential to be really big for us.
Well, and it brings bullfighting, you know, and the cowboy protectors to the forefront. And the rodeo, you know, bull riding fans, the fans really get to see firsthand how important that cowboy protector is to these cowboys when they're, you know, climbing onto a bull and nodding their head. So I think it's great. I'm really excited to hear how it goes over. I know the audience will love it.
And I think in Redmond area, you know, they're looking for kind of a change of an event. You know, that's why we take our battle states there. It's not just the bull riding. You know, it's a team event. And with freestyle bullfighting, hasn't been in that area in a long, long time. So I think and it's neat to know that these guys compete just like bull riders. These guys put in a fee, an entry fee to compete, and they win a check. Where usually they just show up to the bull ride and they get paid to protect the bullfighter, and that's it. They don't ever get a bonus. They don't get extra money. Now they can take home, you know, a couple extra $1,000 for being the best, and a Trace Rios buckle. So
hey,
it's
how
awesome.
About that?
we love those Trace Rios buckles, and I do have to you know, put a little you know, promo in there for Trace Rios, because the one thing I really love about Jason's event is he really works with Brett and Keely and Vicky, and they produce completely unique buckles for every single event. It's not a staple, you know, a stamped buckle that you win the same buckle at every one. They twist it up every year, every event. And so it's really unique and special to the Cowboys. Now, I know we might, you know, sometimes we end up with ties. So it's always a flip of the coin who gets the buckle, but they are beautiful. So that's my little plug for Trace Rios.
Well,
they are.
Thank you. You know, I have to say, Jason is just like another kid of mine. I mean, you know, I first met Jason. How old were you, Jason? Maybe 8 years old? Maybe?
I was 7 or 8 years old. Yes, ma'am.
7 or 8. And it's just been such a pleasure to, you know, watch you, Jason, your brother Nathan, grow up over the years and, you know, your college rodeo together with Brett and Jesse. And now to see y'all raising your families and just continuing on with what you love to do. So really proud of y'all, and I mean that.
Awesome. Thank you. It's because of all the vegetables you made me eat. I know I tell you that story every time. It just made me strong.
Well, and you know, look at you now. I'm so happy
that's
you ate,
right.
Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I told you that.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I say, well, I think I said that story before. It's hilarious. Just real quick on that is, Vicky, when we were over there, I just was a picky eater, and I still am, but between Vicky and now my wife, Natalie, I've learned to eat vegetables, but we weren't allowed to do anything until we finished our plates with our vegetables at Vicky's house. So I couldn't drink enough milk to put it down, to choke it down. The cooking was awesome, but the vegetables, I had a rough time choking down the vegetables. I just didn't like them. So anyway, yes, go ahead, Vicky. I do eat peas now.
Mitt won't eat to this day.
Well, no, I just wanted to, you know, we talk about family, we talk about what a big, you know, family that rodeo is and everybody in the Western way in life. And I think something that's important to touch on in with Jason's tour is his behind the scenes family and team that put these events together and travel with him down the road. And I just wanted Jason to take a minute and share with us a little bit about his team and his, you know, the stock that comes and what somebody can expect when they if they've never been to one of his events and the caliber of production and stock that show up.
Yeah, no, it's been actually pretty cool because I've been able to, and fortunate from the start, I picked out kind of some good people to start my tour with. You know, that have kind of been behind me the whole time as we've helped each other grow. We've got, you know, Two Bucks Rodeo out of Powell Butte, Mike and Lindsay Houston, and unbelievably one of the best pen of bulls they have. They just sold two bulls to Chad Berger that are actually going to the PBR finals, and their bull was in the lead of our bull of the year because it kind of tells you a little bit about what the caliber of our bulls are, you know. And, you know, and I've surrounded myself like Andy Crozier, Rusty Gorham. They've all rodeoed, so they're in the same kind of predicament I am, is we want to do the best thing we can for bull riders and give them the best bulls we can. And Gorham Bucking Bulls and Crozier Bucking Bulls and Two Bucks are kind of my base three guys, and I use another 4 or 5 guys off of that. But they bring you the best bulls we can to these guys, and that's what gets these guys to come to our events on a regular basis, you know. And it honestly, it's a hard thing to duplicate. I've tried to step out and use one or two other contractors just on their own, and I got taught a lesson that the product we do have with those three main guys is pretty good. So,
right.
But, you know, besides that, we have, you know, the Gills, Ryan and Lisa Gill. They are huge. I met them they're from here in Roseburg, and they're actually huge PBR fans. Lisa, I think if Gill wasn't around, was in love with J.B. Mooney. And it's so funny. She is just a diehard fan, but they get to put their love of the sport. They never rodeoed, never rode bulls, never did any of that stuff, but just love the family events of bull riding and being a part of our tour. And they come every time, and they're kind of the two hidden people behind the scenes. You know, they do more than I think they could run it without me now. So
they do.
That's
work
pretty
hard
neat,
for
you know,
you.
They do. And then, you know, we have Joe Mealing, ex bull, you know, he's retired bull rider, bronc rider, I don't think he rode bareback horses, but him and his family get to come to our, he runs all my buck and shoots now. And, I mean, just one guy after another that I've tried to surround myself that's been down the road that, you know, rode bulls professionally or rodeo professionally and understand what the end goal is to put on the best show we can for our crowd, you know, the bull riders and all that. So, I mean, and then I'm leaving 5 or 6, 10 people out, you know. Obviously, our new addition of Andrea, which you guys have, Rodeo Spot Marketing, has just kind of taken our whole presentation of our tour to a new level,
right,
too. So,
and,
but there's so many people.
And again, there's just so many people. You've just got such a good core around you, and I think it helps, and it starts with you have people that like being around you, which is a testament to the leader that you are, Jason, and the welcome. You know, you cannot go to one of Jason's events and be involved in any particular way and not feel welcomed by the Maddoxes and Jason. They just do a great job. So I know that if you're in Redmond and you're you know, down there, or even if you're not in Redmond, you know, make a trip, get pack a bag and head out there and come down and support what they're doing down there. Because again, everything that we do, and I know Aunt Vicki will agree with me, that is everything that we do is to promote the Western way of life and everything that we love in rodeo and the country way of living. So we're here to elevate Jason. We're here to elevate those that are out there doing and bringing those events to keep that at the forefront. So Jason, we will see you down there. We're going to close up the show. I'm going to turn over to Aunt Vicki to close out, but I'm excited to be a part of the event and get down there and film it and get it out there for those that maybe can't make it, that would like to see it. We'll do some streaming and some interviews and get some clips and so forth for you down there. So be looking for that. But otherwise, Jason, we will be seeing you soon, and I'm going to say goodnight. And again, happy Halloween, and I'm going to turn over to Aunt Vicki. Aunt Vicki, take it away.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
All righty. All righty, Becky. Thank you. Jason, such a pleasure to visit with you this evening. You better get that little gal of yours out there and do some trick-or-treating with all three of them this evening.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And we're going to close it out with a little Crystal Lions and a little Cowgirl Logic. And God bless you, everyone. Have a safe Halloween evening. Good night.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and I would hate to be a horse, but if I were a horse, I would want to be in the hands of a good professional barrel racer. I have never seen anyone so close to being a veterinarian as a professional barrel racer. A barrel racer notices everything. If her horse is carrying its tail funny, she's getting his hocks injected or sending him to the chiropractor. Now, Roper? Their horse can be dragging a hind leg and the guy is claiming he's just being lazy. Oh, all competitors want their horses performing well, but those who take the best care of their horses are usually relational with them. Those who only care about their event think of their horse basically as a piece of machinery that they expect to deliver the goods whenever they want. Therefore, if their horse doesn't perform up to their expectations, their first response is anger. And a person who is relational with their horse can experience the same thing, but their first response will be to make sure there's nothing wrong with their horse. Our responses to God after a disappointing outcome also mirror whether or not we are relational with God, or do we just want Him to deliver the goods. People who are mainly interested in what God can do for them are prone to get offended when something doesn't turn out the way they want it. Being relational, that's the key. Whether it's with your horse or with God, pity the poor animal who ends up in the hands of the person who is only interested in its performance. That animal's well-being will be sacrificed simply for another win. Pity the heart of God when we treat Him the same way. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust 3O Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust 3O's is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust 3O Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empowering dreams. My name is Maria DiGiovanni, and welcome to this special, special show that I have today for us, because we are introducing a new host to our For Radio family and also a new ambassador into the ambassador program with For International, and I'm so excited. Again, I want to thank all of our sponsors. Every time we go on the air, we just need to send out a shout out to all of you for thanking you so much for keeping us on the air. And so today's show, I'm going to bring on our new ambassador for cancer, the platform for cancer, which is so near and dear to a lot of our hearts. And that is Ms. Tamara Savino. Tamara, are you there?
Hi. How are you, Maria? Nice to join you today on the show.
I am so good, Tamara. Thank you so much. We are getting ready to just start a whole new chapter in both of our lives, and it's going to be an enjoyable ride, and I'm so excited to be joining this part of the journey of life with you. And thank you so much for joining us today. How do you feel today? Today is Halloween, and
feeling quite festive. Thanks for the introduction.
Actually, I'm going to stop. Let's do it again, because I promised you I wasn't going to say anything about the day, and I screwed up. Tamara, thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before I get into my questions?
I'd be happy to. Let me start by saying thank you so much to all of the family there at Fora Radio. I'm so excited to be launching my new broadcast. I just messed up. Can you start again?
But we're recording today. Okay, so let's start all over again. I'm going to start. We're going to cut. Okay, that'll all be cut off, so don't worry about it. Okay, we're going to start again, and we're going to go like it's live. Because, no, we don't normally do that, and I'm going to smack myself because we never record ever, and this is why. Okay? So we're going to go again, just like it's live, and there's no mistakes making. It just kind of happens. So whenever two or more are gathered in his name, there's a three-chord strand that ties us together, and obviously we're getting ready to do something the devil wants to trip us up, so we're not going to do it again. So in 2 seconds, we're going to go live. Are you ready? 1-1000 and 2-1000. Here we go.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Welcome to 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to 4 Radio and our special that we have introducing our new ambassador for the platform Cancer, Miss Tamara Savino. Tamara, are you there with me today?
Hi, Maria. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for your warm welcome.
Tamara, I am just blessed and honored to have you join us today. We are starting a whole new journey, and before I get into my questions for you, I want you to share with our audience a little bit about yourself and this incredible opportunity that God has placed before you.
Thank you so much. I would love to share this interesting journey that I'm on with 4 Radio and the Ambassador Program. I am new to the program. It's my journey, my personal journey, I should say. A little bit about myself. I am a mom. I have 2 grown sons. They're both very special to me. Maria, I know you're a mom too. And as moms today, we're all challenged with so many things coming at us. But for me, you know, family's the one constant thing that I can just stay grounded in, stay grounded in love and what a blessing family is. Also, I recently became engaged, so it's a very exciting time in my life. Not only am I starting my new journey with my new love, my fiancé, I'm also, of course, joining this journey on 4 Radio with my new
okay.
program.
I'm going to stop you. Time out. Okay, I'm going to stop us again.
Yeah.
Okay? Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Thank you for joining us today. This is Maria DiGiovanni with 4 Radio and our special, as I introduce with our audience today, the beautiful Tamara Savino, our Miss Georgia Ambassador for Cancer, elevating voices and empowering dreams when it comes to the platform of cancer. Tamara, I know you're there with us, so why don't you join us? Tamara, are you there?
Yes, hi, Maria, I'm here. Good to talk
Hello.
To you today.
Tamara, I am so honored and I am blessed to have you join this incredible team that we have. So why don't you share with our audience, because we do have a listening audience from all over the world, as you know, and especially I just got a text message from some of our audience listeners in Greece. So why don't you just explain a little bit about yourself before I get into my questions with you?
I'd be happy to, Maria. Well, first, I'd like to share with everyone that I'm Tamara Savino. I live in the United States in the Atlanta area. I have 2 very handsome sons I'm very proud of. They are grown now. So I am very, you know, involved in, you know, the things that interest them. I also have a cute little dog. His name is Max. He's a Pomeranian. And I also have a handsome fiancé, and we're having a lot of fun as I'm recently engaged. Also, I work in the IT technology field with a global position with a global company. I've been doing information technology for well over 30 years, Maria. I really
wow.
enjoy what I do. Yeah, it's hard to believe that time has gone by so quickly. I started very young in my profession.
Well, I'm
I
going
also
to bring
am
you...
a writer. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, wow. Keep going.
Well, you know what they say, the possibilities are endless. So I believe in endless possibilities, Maria.
Well, Tamara, you know, you said that you're a mom of 2 grown men, and, you
yes.
know, I'm a mom too, and we're very proud of our children, but what do you value the most about being a mom to your son?
I really value the most that I can be here for them, to help them with questions or to be here for them in spirit, in leadership and love in the family in that regard. I pride myself in, you know, nurturing them with the things that I have been raised with, which are some principles and values that my family instilled in me when I was very young. I also really feel that education is important. You know, as well, I like to help them further their goals and dreams. I like to help them foster those dreams and goals as they wish, and just be kind of like their cheerleader and be here for them to support them in all of their endeavors.
Exactly, because, you know, gosh, the legacy that we leave behind is our children, correct? And I understand you had mentioned that you were engaged, so how exciting. Good love stories are amazing. Please tell me all about yours and how did you and Brian meet?
Oh, gosh, Maria, thank you so much. You know, I agree. I love a good love story, too. I'm a sucker for, you know, romance. I love our love story. You know, of course, I think everybody loves their own love story. But, you know, we met on an October night in 2012, and I invited Brian to a progressive dinner with some friends here in Roswell, Georgia. And we met at this quaint and cozy little cottage-style restaurant there on the streets of Canton Street. And he walked through the door, Maria, and I just rose to my feet and instantly hugged him. I just felt a warm welcome immediately when I met him. When I welcomed him to the dinner party, you know, I greeted him with a kiss on the cheek, which I never do. And he was tall and handsome and Italian. And, you know, I looked into his eyes, our eyes met. And, yeah, I was done for, you know. The fragrance of his cologne smelled amazing. And he was so handsome and tall. And I kind of felt like, wow, you know, this is it. I'm done for. It's love at first sight.
You know what? You just mentioned something, and, you know, I haven't been on the dating scene in so long, but there is one thing that I do miss, and that's the smell of a man's cologne. And so it's just, it's so amazing how something like that can just spark something. So it could either be good or bad, but most of the time it's a good, wonderful feeling, right?
It's like it crazy. Was for me that night.
Gosh. Okay, so we've already established that love and family are important to you. So what does your day-to-day life look like to you, Tamara? What does your day-to-day look like?
Well, you know, Maria, I do what a lot of Americans do. You know, I wake up, I make a good pot of coffee. I love my coffee. And I make it all different ways. I like to, you know, have a little counter with, like, cinnamon and, you know, chocolate and all kinds of things. I like to just, you know, have fun with it. I eat a healthy breakfast, and then I just get to work.
And what do you do with your time?
Well, okay. I love to do what I love, and I love what I do. And
okay.
I love spending time, you know, doing the kinds of things that really speak to my heart. And I really do enjoy my business, Maria.
Very good. Very good. What else do you do? There's got to be other things that you do. Are you
Absolutely.
Working out? Are you doing what other kinds of things?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm doing a fitness challenge right now with a local gym here. All ladies. Yes. And we are into the challenge. We actually have just stepped it up a few notches. I just got an email from our master trainer here at Fitness Divas in Atlanta, and we are now going to enter into the next phase of the 8-week program. Been a member of the gym for about a year, but I'm really getting serious about my health and fitness because I want to live a long life, and I want to have optimal health and fitness be, you know, really kind of a goal in my life, not just something that I just think about occasionally, but something that I just live it, you know, live it and do it. So I'm enjoying that right now. I also enjoy doing modeling coaching. I've been a talent scout. As I mentioned, I do, you know, the weight and circuit training at the gym. That's kind of an ongoing thing for me now. It's becoming a habit, which is very important because I did have some health issues in the recent years, and I'm really enjoying, you know, the increase of energy. I'm feeling healthier. My doctors say I'm doing better, you know, so it's really key for me.
Very good. Tamara, tell us, what brings you the most peace and happiness?
What brings me the most peace and happiness is when I'm reading my Bible. I love the scriptures. I especially love the Psalms. They speak to my heart. And yeah, I love listening to music, all kinds of music. And surprisingly, I really love the old music, the kind of music my parents used to listen to back in, you know, the 50s and 60s. I also enjoy the orchestra. I enjoy jazz a whole lot. A lot of
wow.
easy listening. Yeah.
I got to interrupt you because you're
sure.
bringing up a whole bunch of stuff. Do you remember the song Mambo Number 5?
Oh,
by the
I
big
do.
Band.
I love that. You know, Paris. Mama loves Mambo. Papa loves Mambo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the big band Paris Prado, my grandfather played the bass. So we grew up at the same types of music. So it's 50s music is fun and 40s music and big band music. I love it. So, but tell me a little bit more about what music does for you, because being part of the ambassador program, we do have a whole mm-hmm. section because music is so healing. So when you listen
yes.
to the different types of music, especially back in the 50s or the 40s and the types
mm-hmm.
of music that you brought back, what does that really share about your personality?
That's a great question. I really feel like I enjoy music that tells a story and or it's upbeat. I love things that just speak to my soul, and my soul wants to be fed with lots of, I want to say, yummy, you know, fun, upbeat type music. A lot of different instruments. A lot of instruments that you don't hear as commonly today in the music that's, you know, really kind of on the hit list, let's say. I love the old big band sound, like you said, the old music that that really just kind of integrates a whole symphony of different instrumentals
mm-hmm.
and vocals. Also, I feel like a lot of the old-time stories really, you know, kind of tell you what's going on in that time and what's going on in that person's heart. And the ballads and the lyrics are just very, very rich, I believe. So I just love to be able to kind of immerse myself in music that just feel good music.
And so, again, I love how God works and he just incorporates everything together for a time such as this, right? And, again,
yes.
being part of the ambassador program and being able to go out there and be a leader as a voice
mm-hmm.
for the platform
mm-hmm.
of cancer, you're mm-hmm. going to be out there representing a huge platform. But music is so healing. So part of the ambassador program, you will be creating a list of like 10 songs that you'll be able to share with others about
mm-hmm.
your journey from the beginning to the end and those songs mm-hmm. and what they meant to you. So I'm so happy to hear that music is so important to you, because it is an important
mm-hmm.
part of, I think, everyone's healing journey because of what you just said. So that is really important. One of the things
yes.
that you did say that you did, do you want to comment on that? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. As well as another area that brings me peace, I would say, is good reading. I would say good R&R, whether it be out in nature, just enjoying the beauty, you know, in nature. And, of course, good beauty rest. And I say that, you know, kind of in fun and just because I think that a lot of people nowadays don't really have enough peace to just, you know, kind of let it all go and just have a really good night's sleep. And, you know, I think music does tie into that too, Maria.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. How many times do you listen to music to put yourself to sleep? And how much have you heard music that, oh, my gosh, you can't even find peace with, right? But speaking of beauty rest, okay, because
mm-hmm.
it is so
yeah.
important and part of self-care, because when you are a leader and you're out there and you're being a voice for those who have been silenced or cannot speak for themselves, making sure you take care of yourself, and self-care is really big, and getting a lot of beauty rest is really important. But it's also important when you are in pageantry. So why don't you share with our audience a little bit about some of your state and national titles?
I'd be happy to. You know, speaking of that beauty rest, you know, I really feel like it is a good thing that I can share with some of our listeners a little bit about the pageantry. that I've been so blessed to be able to be involved in and continue to be involved in. You know, it's true. You know, on a dare, I actually was encouraged by some young ladies at a Georgia state pageant to enter a beauty pageant at the age of 50. And it wasn't something I'd ever thought about doing before, but it was the first of several that I did. And I held several state titles and two national titles. It was a lot of fun. And in the recent years, you know, I've gotten to travel. My fiance and I have done a lot, you know, together. We've had a lot of fun with it. The best tip I can give anyone who might be thinking of doing a pageant or who never have is basically just always be who you are, you know, Maria. Just stay true to yourself. And it's important to always believe the best in people, too, and smile. It's really important to just smile and have fun with it. Don't take life all too seriously. That's something that I live by, too. I don't believe in, you know, kind of tripping yourself up in life and just taking things way too serious. Because most of the success I feel that's come to me in my life and the opportunities that have come just because it was just like a natural thing that flowed to me from God, because I was just enjoying myself, and I just happened to meet certain people, and I just was like, yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. Let's do that.
You're much more adventurous than I dare to be. Do you have any tips or advice for any inspiring ladies out there who are listening that may want to compete in pageantry?
Absolutely. I would say the first thing you can do is you can focus on what is it that you want to get out of it, okay? I think that different people enter pageantry for different reasons. For me, it was an opportunity for me to go to originally the Orlando area to visit my mom and dad. My mom has melanoma cancer, so I wanted to do something that I could integrate the family into. And believe it or not, pageantry is a very family-oriented type of activity. Not only do you travel and have fun, but you also can bring your family along. You can invite your friends to come and cheer you on.
Exactly.
It's much different than people may think. And also, it's not really all just about beauty. And I want to emphasize that for the women who would say, well, you know, I can't do that, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. You know, I entered
the first pageant at
50.
Actually, I want you to hold on to that thought, because what you just said is really important, especially to those who think we're over the hill. We're going to go and take a station identification break, but I want you to come back, because this is really important, especially to the demographic of women that we deal with. There's so many women out there that are very self-conscious about getting up on stage, and so this is an important topic. Hold on 1 second, and we will be right back after the station identification with Tamara Savino, Miss Georgia, Ambassador for Cancer.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
ForRadio.com.
And welcome back to For Radio special show with Miss Georgia Ambassador for Cancer, Tamara Savino. Tamara, are you still there?
Yes, Maria, I am still here.
Okay, good. Before we left on our break, important topic. You were asked and started doing this at 50, so why don't you go ahead and continue and share? Did I lose you?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I'd like to share with the women who are listening, there may be some ladies that have thought about entering pageantry but thought, you know, perhaps, hey, this isn't really something I'm comfortable doing, or I couldn't possibly, you know, do this at this stage of my life, or for this reason or another reason. And I wanted to share that I actually entered into my first pageant at the age of 50, as I had said earlier, and I wanted to elaborate on that because it isn't about an age anymore. You know, it isn't only about beauty either. It's really about the whole person. I actually entered a red carpet essay contest, Maria, and it was with Cindy Crawford, Meaningful Beauty, and that was back in 2014. And I was so fortunate to win the essay contest, and they asked me if they could use my story from the essay in a social media campaign for Beauty's Give Back.
Wow, how exciting. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Essentially what they asked me to do, again, Interactive, which is a marketing company with Guthy Rinker, they wanted to know, would I be happy to share my story with women around the world who would be able to see, you know, that you can go further, you can reach for what you want. Dreams really do come true. And reach is one of the key words that has really worked for me in my life. For women out there who have been trying something, whether it be, you know, a job or, you know, say something that you've aspired to achieve, but you just quite haven't figured a way out, you know, how it would work for you, I would ask you to try this word, because I have found it to work very well, very successful for me. We can reach for anything. You know, they say reach for a star. Well, don't just reach for a star. Don't just reach for a dream. Live your dream. Okay, ladies, get out there and do it. If you can see it and you can passionately feel it, you can aspire to do it, okay, and achieve it. And that is what my essay was about, Maria, was sharing with ladies around the world that not only can you overcome any fears that you have, you know, and say, well, I can't do this thing. You know, it's a can-do attitude that I can reach for what really matters or what I really want in life, okay? And so it's not enough to just say I dream about this thing or that thing, okay? You need to truly believe it. Plant the seed, and then you need to, you know, water it. You need to give it some nourishment. So give your dreams nourishment in order for them to, you know, grow and thrive so that you can reap the harvest. You really need to kind of go full circle with it. So for almost a year, my story was run on social media along with the other ladies who were selected. There were 50 ladies in total that were selected as Meaningful Beauties in 2015. And $10,000 was donated to Cancer and Careers, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, to benefit women returning to the workforce. So not only did it share stories, you know, around the world of all kinds of inspirational stories, it was also such an honor for all of us ladies who are part of it to, you know, be, you know, a part of the voice on this platform for Meaningful Beauty, for Cindy Crawford and her campaign for, you know, cancer.
Well, which brings us to the next question. Your platform in pageantry is now your platform in life. And I know it's near and dear to your heart as it is near and dear to mine. My father has cancer. And this is cancer advocacy and awareness. So why don't you share with our audience a little bit why you picked this platform and why it's so near and dear to your heart?
Oh, I'd be so happy to share. There really is a reason for so many things that I do in my life, but this is really something that I'm quite passionate about, because I grew up in a home where my mother was very sick most of my childhood, and she eventually developed cancer, and she battled cancer for a long time, and eventually it took her life. So I also have a stepmother who came into my life when I was a teenager, who helped my dad raise me from the time I was 15. And she's very precious to me. And she recently also had found out she had cancer. She has melanoma cancer, and she's still battling it now. So she's on a number of trial medications, and she opted not to do the chemotherapy, and the trial medications have had some success. So we're very thankful to God for that, Maria. However, you know, it's mm-hmm. not an easy battle. And I wanted to share with the people listening today that, you know, as far as, you know, looking at what inspires you in life, you've got to look at yourself inward and see what you can pull out of your experiences to share with others or use to, you know, benefit God and or the world. And that's really kind of what I do with this cancer advocacy and awareness, and plan to continue to do in my new role as a for ambassador, you know, for cancer for Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy to be a part of this program because I know all too well, as you do, Maria, what it's like, you know, for me growing up with a family who, you know, had a mom who passed away of cancer. And I'm not very old, you know, when this time came in my life. And I know so well what it's like for people who have lived with it in their family and how they have struggled, you know, to love and support throughout the process and all of the things that go on, you know, in the duration of their fight with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something that I feel God has kind of put me in a position in my life for me to have two moms, you know, that had cancer, or say one that did have cancer and died from it and one who is battling it now. I wanted to take that situation and be able to use it for good. And a lot of people might feel a bit defeated by it, but instead we'd like to glorify God with it and try to find ways in our family to be able to spread, I would say, good news in the world, or, you know, take that situation and try to find at least some silver lining stories in it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is a big platform that you've chosen. And I'm honored to have you as the speaker because, again, it's so personal. It's so personal to both of us. And thank you so much for taking it on. One more question before we close out, and I want you to share with our audience also before we close out where they can get in touch with you. But we're going to be launching your new show this month. Called
so
Cameras Table. I'm very, very exciting. So why don't you share with our audience a little bit about your brand new show on 4 Radio called Cameras Table.
Okay. Well, I'd like everyone that's listening to tell their friends and family about Cameras Table. Cameras Table is my new radio broadcast on this network, on 4 Radio. I'm so happy to be a part of the family. Thank you for welcoming me on board. Each month, we will be interviewing special guests who have inspiring stories to share with us. And I believe in always trying to find the sunny side of the street, which is basically looking for the silver lining in every story or every theme. So my show will focus on a story. Some of the stories will be very moving, some riveting, some, you know, very upbeat. But nevertheless, each story will have some kind of silver lining theme to it. And Maria, also at the end of our show, we'll close with a prayer and or inspirational quote, because that is also something important to me. I want to leave our listeners with something to think about until next month. And I prepared today at the end of our show a little prayer for everyone as we say goodbye until next time.
Good. I'm so happy that you did that. But before we do that, why don't you share with the audience where they can get a hold of you? I also know you have a book, so why don't you share a little bit about the book on where they can get a hold of that as well, and then you can close us out in prayer.
Sounds great. I'd be happy to. All right. So about my book, I have an ebook that is published by the U.S. Library of Congress. The book was published in 2010. It was wholly researched for about 2 years, from about 2008 to 2010. The book is actually a prosperity book, Maria. The book is designed to help people who are looking for not just quotes. These are proclamations. I have researched wholly different people throughout history who have done all kinds of philosophical work, theologians, and those types of people who have a lot of wisdom. The book is actually called A Pocket Full of Wisdom. You can find my ebook on Amazon.com. Just search in a search engine either for my name, Tamara Savino, that's T-A-M-A-R-A, S-A-V as in Victor, I-N-O, or you can search for A Pocket Full of Wisdom. There'll be a summary there, a picture of my book, and you can also click on the book to see a little bit of what's inside. So you'll be able to sample some of the proclamations. And also, Maria, right now we're offering the book through the Kindle Exclusive Prime Membership Club for free. So if you have a Kindle, guys, or you have a desktop that you want to download a Kindle to, have at it. You can have this book at your fingertips for free for a limited time. I'm offering this during the holidays. Now, if you don't have a membership, you can always apply for one, or you can check out the book for the price that we have quoted on the site. I think the book right now is on a special during the holidays, Maria, for $7.99 per copy. It also is formatted for the hearing and seeing impaired. So if you have a family member who would like to get their hands on these proclamations of abundance, and they have maybe vision problems or so forth, they can get the text-to-speak feature of my book, which is fantastic. I'm so excited about this.
Oh, my gosh, that is so exciting, especially for people who are dyslexic and have a hard time being able to read. So that's great.
Absolutely. It's great for everyone. Now, Maria, I don't believe this book is for everyone. I'm going to go ahead and preface it by saying it's really meant for the people who I feel God has just kind of ordained for them to have their hands on this book. The book, as I said, is wholly researched. I am a professional writer. I've been writing for over 30 years. And the book is designed to help you have more abundance, more prosperity, more love, more peace, and just more positivity in your life. We all can use a little bit of that. So even if it touches one person who downloads the copy and they're able to glean something from it, then I feel that my book is successful. It isn't all about the revenue and the money. For me, it's about having the opportunity to get this book in people's hands to help people.
Very good. Very good. Well, again, I want to thank all of our audience for joining us here on Four Radio. And Tamara, you're going to close us out with a closing prayer, and I'm just honored and blessed to be able to share this time with you. And again, to our audience, thank you for listening. Make sure you stay tuned and for Tamara's Table coming in a couple of weeks. So Tamara, go ahead and close us out.
Thanks, Maria. Appreciate your time today, and I'm so excited to join the show. Father, I believe it is your desire to prosper us in all that we do. We speak forth promotions, business ideas, divine connections, and optimal health and love. We stir up the same creative spirit who made the heavens and the earth to bring forth new ideas for the betterment of this world, so that we can be a blessing to so many. Thank you so much for joining me at Tamara's Table. And until next time, increase.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
For radio.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.